We want to welcome you in the living room this evening. God bless you. Thanks for joining us here on the Holy Ghost Calling webpage. Brother Freedom's here, and we've gathered together. We want to hear what the Holy Spirit has to say to us. Father, we praise you. We know you're listening in. We know that your eye is here, that you see everything. You miss nothing. You know our very thoughts, everything about us, and you know all about our listener. Father, we pray for a mighty anointing on Brother Freedom. Touch him tonight. Speak through him mightily. Anoint the scriptures and the prayers, we pray in Jesus' name, and we thank you in advance. Amen.
This is 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, starting in verse 2. That ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them a strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned, who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Then in 2 Timothy chapter 3, starting in verse 1, it says, This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce-breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses, and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts, ever learning, and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Then in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, starting in verse 3, For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Lord, thank you for your word, and thank you for this wonderful night. We come into your courts with praise tonight. We give you glory and honor and blessing, Lord God, because you are our Father, and we worship you. Lord, thank you for your touch. Thank you for your anointing, Lord. We pray for that anointing upon Brother Freedom, that you would break the yoke of bondage on each listener, Lord, by the power of your anointing, and that you would speak through Brother Freedom as a mouthpiece. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, thank you for your presence today. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your joy. Thank you for your comfort, for your healing power. Thank you for being with us today and helping us to be able to worship you in spirit and in truth. Thank you for your blessing and your presence on Brother Freedom. Thank you for the anointing on his heart and his mind and through his lips to our ears. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, we do praise you. We glorify that wonderful name. We thank you that you're the answer for all things. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. Lord, we thank you that by the stripes of Jesus we were healed. Oh, by what he did upon that cross. Shed his blood that we might live. Father, that you paid a price for us through your son Jesus. Oh, that he carried the weight of all of mankind, that the world could live and have eternal life if they would believe on that name. And Father, we just want to do your will this night. We want to praise you. We want to encourage those out there this night. He's the answer. And Father, we just lift up your wonderful name, that name above all names, the name of Jesus. We're living in a time when it's very clear at times to see the power of darkness. It says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, when he comes in like a flood, God will raise up a standard against him. And like a flood, he comes in. Like a flood, he comes to give us little troubles. See, he comes in for one reason, to kill, destroy, and to steal. He wants to mess up everybody's lives, but he does it in such a way, just like was read here, he comes to exalt himself. He comes to put God down, so he'll lie about the Lord. God's people, he's forever bringing the accusing, the accuser of the brethren. What he says is all fiction. There's no truth in it. He hates all the things that most all of us should think twice before we want to go down the avenue opposite of God. And when we sin, we take the direction where God cannot reach us. See, it took the sacrifice upon the cross. Jesus had to live a sinless, spotless life. He did set many miracles, but he did them through the power of the Holy Ghost that moved upon him. Yet he was God, God's son, but yet he came as man. And the Bible says in Corinthians there, if the enemy would have known what was going to take place, they would not let him be crucified. Because when Jesus got at that his death, at that point of his death, when he that last draw, power was released to set captivity free. That his anointing could be on the beloved. See, Jesus came that he might have a church. A glorious church without spot. A church that honored him, that believed on him, that loved him. And now I really understand, at times I don't believe some people really love the Lord that much. They live their own selfish ways. And really when it comes down, it's God's church, not our church, or Jesus' church, not our church. And when we try to put ourselves out first, we're just not like the Tower of Babel back in Genesis. They tried to build this way to get to heaven. And man, right now, a lot of the biggies, they know the best way. Some of them do, some of them don't. I mean, some of them are doing good. But I just believe that we need the leadership of God the Holy Ghost. And up till 2,000 years, maybe we made it, but now, in this what we're hitting now, when the enemy comes in like a flood, we need the unction of God's Spirit upon us that we might be able to function. Without His Spirit, we're no match. He can deceive us so easily, and He puts us down, and we just so... And God sees us, and God says, my child, wake up at no other time, because it's high time to wake up and sleep, but we're still asleep. Because if we stay awake, guard ourselves, He can't handle us. No evil shall fall thee, nor plague come nigh unto thy dwelling. But if you sin, that casts out, stops it. He can come in like a rushing lion. He can just do work you over. But if you live an overcoming life, what I mean overcoming you, yes, you still have problems, but God will work on your behalf when you just ask forgiveness. So Lord, I'm sorry, Father. And Father says, yeah, I know, you're still weak, but that's why I give my son, because he makes the difference. You're going to finally, one of these days, son and daughter, you're going to live above reproach. But until it happens, just keep trying. Just keep trying. Out there today, you must keep trying. Keep singing God, praising Him, uplifting that name, the name of every name. Oh, I'm so proud of a child of the King. When I read this one scripture, it's going to really tear me apart again, because it tore me apart. I thought, how a little script, it says nothing, but when you start falling out, it says everything. Praise God. 1 Thessalonians. There's a lot more, but this is where we get started. It starts out in the 11th verse. No, we're going to skip the 11th verse and go back to the 12th and then go back to 11th. That ye might walk honestly towards them that are without. Just imagine how we're walking. We're walking opposite where we started. We're facing those that are without. I'll have to read the last part. And that ye may lack nothing. We're going to lack nothing, but we have nothing. And the scripture of above it, tie it in a little bit more, and that ye may study to be quiet. We don't have to hear bump shoulder, nobody. They say we're a bunch of nuts. What they say, just God bless you. Do your own business and to work with your own hands. Look how we are. This is perfect. As we command you. That you may walk honestly. That through that you might walk honestly. What we're talking?
The enemy, he cheats. And a lot of Christians don't tell the truth. We walk honestly. The Holy Spirit, he walks truthfully. And his spirit is going to be on the just. Walk honestly toward them that are, we're walking toward them that are without. You don't get it? They're without. They don't know it. They're like it over in Revelations. We have needed nothing. We got everything. We don't need nothing. This scripture, you got to really, it really still touches my heart. That she may walk honestly toward them that are without. They don't bother if they spit in your face. They're going one way and you're going. They say, you're sure messed up. All this. A lot of them say, you know, you don't go to church, you know, this, you're going to. And they we sure feel sorry for you. That's what this is talking about. God give us scripture for this night. That she may have lack of nothing. How come all power? All, everything we need. It means there's nothing withheld. Boy, you should be shouting. There's nothing withheld. God's going to direct us. He told me today, you're missing a little much. You don't have to worry about nothing. We don't have to worry about what's happening. He's going to make it work one of these days. We just stay in truth. We just meet him. Hi there. Aren't you that funny bunch that don't go to church? Oh yeah, you don't do nothing like we do. Yeah, you don't get out here and go to, yeah, that's right. I am that. I hear that all the time. But that's where God says, we're walking by his spirit. His spirit's bigger than any. He's greater than what we face. Because we're looking not at the things that are seen, but we're looking for the things that are not seen. For the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are not seen are eternal. See, by our faith, it changes the direction. It's already changing. They're walking a different way now because the Spirit does that. We're all start out walking the same way. But I'll guarantee you when the cup of sheet, when the glory, it turns you around. It's your walking in heavenly ways. And we're not lifting ourselves up. That's the course of God. He wants this to be provided for his people. That she might have lack of nothing. No ill shall harm thee, nor plague come nigh thy dwelling. All thine eyes shall behold, see the word of the wicked. He'll give us angels charge over thee if it need be. Casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant. Because the adversary of the devil going around as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast the faith, knowing the same afflictions, because are promised to them that love him. Bible says, what agreement hath a temple of God with idols? You got to get your eyes turned around to see what's going on. See, we're saved. We're walking in the wrong direction when we get saved. God turns us around. It's a full 180. At the end of that revolving around, you're going back in the backwards direction. Because you were falling. When you're falling, I fall not, but I know when you fall, then he keeps you, hit down to him, is able to keep you from falling and present you faultless before his presence with exceeding joy. Fit right into it. Now unto him is able to keep you from falling and present you faultless before his presence. I'm not going to fall. Oh Lord, I'm not going to take a tumble this way. I've tumbled so many times. Last time it hurt my hip. It hurts to fall. Out there, Brother Freedom, I fall in the natural. And if you fall in the spirit, it maybe hurts worse. But God's here to encourage you, to direct you, to take courage in the Lord, because he is everything. Though we walk in the flesh, we do not war at the flesh. We're not warring with our brothers and sisters. They can think they're the ones. We just walk honestly, study to be quiet. Bible says be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. That's what we're supposed to do. We're to wait upon the Lord. We're just out here waiting for assignment. Bye, fellas. We're just waiting. I know you got to do. You're busy. Well, we're waiting on assignment. Oh, you guys couldn't be assigned for nothing. That's what I'm saying. But that's what I am. I'm waiting on assignments. There's a need that needs to be done. You need to pray for this. And you pray for it. It dissipates. It vanishes. God says, that's a boy. That's it, kids. Keep on. Bible says the pathway of the just is what? A shining light that shines more and more to what? That most perfect day. Be ye steadfast. ever bowed in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain. Lord, fix together good, Lord. God's scriptures work as neon signs to heaven. The eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears open to cry. He says, call unto me. That's all of us. And I will, what, answer thee, and I'll show you great and mighty things you know not. I'm deliberately speaking very slowly tonight. I want you to get this in your spirit. You know, years ago, the Lord told me, he said, I want you to read the Bible, time and time, read the Word of God. I said, okay, I'll do it. Here I was working round the clock almost then. And I said, well, I guess I'll just do it. I didn't question at all. But almost automatically, my work got real easy. God just shifted gears. Yeah, it's a lot easier reading the Bible without there working on an old caterpillar. I didn't make so many dumb mistakes. You didn't make mistakes. We can make mistakes in life unless we know who we are in the Lord. I can do all things through him which loved me. My Jesus, my special Jesus. Praise God, he is our lover, our friend, our advocate. My little children, these things are writing you that sin not. But in that sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, who is the propitiation of our sins only, and not for our sins only, but for the sins of the whole world. Praise God. Isn't that wonderful? We have a glorious church without a spot or wrinkle. We don't brag about it. We live quietly before the Lord. We live honestly. Walk truth. The Bible said that you need to know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. In all this, God is, his eyes are running completely through the whole earth, looking whose hearts is made perfect towards him. That's what, when we take that turnaround, now our hearts are made perfect and he sees us. Now we didn't see him, he didn't see us until we made that turnaround and stayed on him. I'll keep a perfect peace whose mind is stayed on me. Keep a perfect peace whose mind is stayed on Jesus, the Holy Ghost, God. God's God. He's my Father. He's my friend. He's my healer. He's my Savior. He's my way maker. He's my absolute everything. He's my all. Nothing lacking. He is it. If this don't move you, out there you should be. Go get you something different because you're not going to make it. This message should move you. It's touching where you are. You need to get your mind on the Lord. I know we see things, and God understands that. When you're driving your car, you see things, but it's only just to keep you from not hitting another car. You don't keep watching like that. No, you watch it for safety. That's what you do with the Lord. You're walking it because you want to walk, but you're still watching. Yes, you are. You're still praying. But God's helping you, deliver you to walk in that special pathway. The pathway to justice, shine light. Bible said, let your light so shine before men that they might see your good works and glorify your Father which art in heaven. Oh, praise God. Though we walk in the flesh, we do not war with the flesh, nor the weapons of war for our carnal. Boy, we don't have no 20-inch guns like 18, 16-inch guns. Mighty Mo had. They can shoot those like a Volkswagen shell up through boom like that. We got something better than that. We got something better than the atomic bomb. God is no, he is all power. You need to get that down here in your knower. I serve a God that's got all power. He never fails. The only time he fails is when we get to where we have no faith in him. And everything fails. He fails you on purpose. Because can't get it back together and he'll not fail you. They that wait upon the Lord, Lord, what shall renew their strength? They shall mount wings of eagles. They shall not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. God is not slack concerning his promises. As some men count slackness. As long suffering, us, we're not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. Not by the works of righteousness which you have done, but according to his mercy. He saved us. Oh, come on. Glory to God. What I did, he put my sins in the sea of forgetfulness, never to remember no more. And he remembers that we are made out of dirt. Death says death. By the washing. Can't leave this out. The washing of regeneration. You know, regeneration, that's when you get things all turned around. and you get them regenerated. Regeneration and renewing. Regeneration, renewing. You know, when you renew something, make sure there's no bad parts in it. We, our life, the Lord, we should renew our consecration every once in a while. Make sure we don't have any kinks, that I'm not getting slothful. I don't lose my first love. See, this is what the Bible says when Jesus appears to church, the seven churches. I see you lost your first love. See, when you lose your first love, that means you're neither hot nor cold. You're lukewarm. And the Bible says he's going to spew us out of his mouth. And to me, that's pretty powerful. See, this is speaking to people that have already known it isn't. This is not just one's been the honky tonks all his life. No, this is someone's lived for God, but they've lost their first love. They've taken their what they had with God real lightly. Oh, we don't have to worry. There was about six pastors, and they made ones to make me sure that I heard it, and I heard it real well. You know, God's not interested in stuff like this. I could tell him, I said, yeah, God's interested in everything. He needs to tell you how long a catapult's going to run. How you like that? I didn't say a word. I didn't speak. I could have, but I didn't, because I wasn't supposed to. We'll cast your pearls before swine. They'll trample them under their feet. That's why many Christians are hurt, because they're talking too much. Our tongues should be entered in by God the Father, God the Son. Our voice, our speech is anointed by him. His eye is over the righteous. The regeneration of what? The Holy Ghost. Praise God. The Holy Ghost. He is the power for the hour. I believe, yes, we believe on the cross. I believe that's justified. But the power is of the Holy Ghost. Jesus has what? He said, let your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. For in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go away, I will come back and receive you unto myself, that where I am, ye may be also. Then that's after he concluded, he told them to be induced with power from on high. And in that deuce of power, it says, it's as far off as the Lord thy God shall call. Come or should I come or not? It's from now to Jesus rings those pearly gates. Oh, pearly white cities coming down from heaven. Oh, that's a song. I used to love that song. Pearly white city. It's coming down to them these days because God is going to ensure it. He's going to bless us. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men, teaching us denying ungodliness, worldly lusts. They said, oh, what's that in the Bible? Oh, we should not speak about these things. So it says. If you want to get power, you better look what's in those little verses. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men. Teaching. Well, teachers at school. No, it's for God people too. Teaching us that word that, denying ungodliness and worldly lust, then we're going to live soberly, righteously, and godly in his presence. See that when you put in the right words and act on the right words, it makes sense. You read this real fast and it's just like a bunch of blur. But these words are special that you might walk worthy unto God and all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all power. That's pretty serious. God says we're to look to him. He says we're loved godly in this present world. Just because Tom, Dick, and Harry gets out here and sins, it doesn't give a license to sin. We're to come out from among it, be separate. If you want to have any power, you're going to have to come separately to God. It's not going to come by a tradition. When you've got tradition, you got no Holy Spirit, because a tradition is all what we did in the past. Holy Ghost, all future. God says, if you lift my flower, you're not worthy of the kingdom of heaven. I will lift my eyes to hills. Where comes my help? For my help comes from the Lord. I will lift my eyes towards the hill. Whence comes my help? Jesus gave himself. Who gave himself for us that we might be redeemed. Redeemed is set free. I don't have the bondage no more. I'm set free. I'm a child of God. Most of the churches, everybody's bound. God says, oh, church, arise out of it.
Praise God. Praise God. I'm just letting the Spirit of God move tonight very quietly. He gave himself for us that we might be redeemed from all iniquity and purify in himself a peculiar people zealous of good works. Though we walk in the flesh, we do not have weapons of warfare and aren't carnal. Mighty through God, pulling down strongholds, casting down imaginations. All those things, the trash that we can get in our minds, we're casting down all those things. Bringing every thought to the obedience of Christ Jesus, our Lord. See, God, when Jesus died for us, he redeemed us, paid in the direction we was headed, down the hill. That's why we made an abrupt turnaround. It's all uphill. But now we're heading out. How? We're on our way. We're looking towards Zion. We're looking to the King of Kings, the Lord of Glory. God's going to set, he's going to set forth a new Jerusalem. He's making a home. Praise God. He is bringing us into a place. Heaven's going to be our home. We're to be zealous of good works. When we, in our ways, want to live the way of the world, the Bible says, what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? Ye are the temple of the living God. God paid in full by the gift of his Son that we would be set free. But after we're entangled again, and our leadership don't want us to go on any deeper, you know, it's really hurting you. I've been there, and it's something you don't want you to go no deeper. You're going to get in big trouble. Who are we going to believe? We're going to believe man or God. It comes down to that. And God's asking the people that. Because according to the Bible, see the big pillars, they say that it's going to be just a revival, 1,000. There may be a big lot, but there's going to be a lot that's going to miss because of what I'm saying right here. If that's because you think you're a big shot, God can pull us down to size. And he's way bigger than we are. God's here that we might remain in him. Oh, church, where are you tonight? Oh, church, my people, I have called. I've called time and time. But I say my people are way distant. They do not listen. But they listen to men. If men says something, they believe it. But if I speak to their heart, they do not listen. And if they tell it to the people that their leadership, they'll say they don't listen to that no longer. But I say my spirit is not by might nor power, but my spirit saith the Lord. When the enemy comes in like a flood, yea, the Lord thy God shall raise up a standard against him. My people come out from among thee, separate, said the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I shall receive you, said the Spirit of God. And knowing the time, my people, you should know the time is at hand. You've heard these scriptures this night. Night's coming, when no man will be able to labor. But I say in that night coming, it means the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is going to come right through the clouds of glory. And I say, the dead in Christ are going to rise. Ye which remain shall be caught up in the earth, Lord, and give me in the air. And I say, my people, are ye ready? I think thou art not ready. My people, I see you. You're not ready. You're in with theory, but that's to your depth. But I say, my people, you have to know me in heart. You have to love me. You must want me. Does not my word says he's coming for those that's looking for my coming? I say, O church, where art thou tonight? Arise, repent, and I'll bless you. Does not my word say, if my people are called by name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from the wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and I shall forgive their sins and heal the land? I say that is a picture of my church. Many, I say not all, there's the law that's living for me. Yes, there's people living for me, said the Spirit of God. But there's also many that's not. My people, just where you are, don't look at that's not, but look to me, because I am the one that can change you. I'm the one that can help you. I can deliver you. I can set you free. And you can be ready in a second for eternity. For I say, you know not the hour, but I'm coming. I say, just this week, there's many that went on to eternity. And I say, I can in a second, you'll all be standing before me. But I say my coming soon. I said, do not laugh. Do not play fun what you're hearing tonight, says the Spirit of God. For I see your hearts. I see where you are. Repent, and I'll save you. Call upon me, and I'll love you, and I'll bless you. Seek me this night, and you shall know me. For I'm here, says the Spirit of God, and I will help thee to come to me if you ask. But if you ask, if you don't ask, you're going to miss it, says the Spirit of God. Father God, I praise you. Lord, I praise you, Father God. Lord, I thank you. I thank you this night. The Lord really spoke. He's been speaking to my heart the same thing. The church is not ready. Many people are not ready. We used to have revivals, and people would get a little bit warmed up. We don't have that no more. We don't do nothing. We have pity parties, I guess. There's no move of the Spirit. I know the Spirit of God was here tonight. I pray that God will bless this night for those of you listen. I pray that God bless your effort. I pray that God will make you have a good day tomorrow. I pray that God will bless you in every part of your life. Blessing these that listen in a mighty way. Forgive their time to you this night. Father, I pray, bless them abundantly. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. And bless them heartily. Do go before them. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. God bless you all. Amen, amen.
Praise the Lord. Tonight we had gold nuggets encrusted in diamonds. I drank it in. Thank the Lord. And thank you, Brother Freedom, for letting the Lord use you. Praise the Lord. And thank you, folks, for joining us.